Now, he speaks here in verse 21 of the fact that these who had even a natural revelation, he says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image, made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. You examine that rather carefully, you'll see that there are seven steps that mankind took down from the Garden of Eden. And there's been no such thing as a man stepping upward and moving upward. This verse contradicts the theory, hypothesis of evolution. Man is neither going up physically, nor is he going up morally, nor is he going up intellectually, nor is he going up spiritually. Man is a creature that his tendency is to go downward, and the pull is downward. And there was a time when they knew God. Now, I grant that this contradicts Fraser's The Rainbow Bridge. It contradicts all anthologies of religion that start in with man in a very primitive condition as some sort of a caveman with very little intellectual qualities, and that he began to move upward intellectually. And as he did, why, somehow or another, he began to move toward God. Now, is that the truth? Absolutely not. Man is moving away from God. And right now, the world is probably farther from God than it's ever been in any time in its history. And the fact of the matter is that every primitive tribe has a record. It has a tradition that way back in the beginning, they knew God. Dr. Vinson put it like this. He says, I think it may be proof from facts that any given people, down to the lowest savages, has at any period of its life known far more than it has done, known quite enough to enable it to have got on comfortably, thriven and developed, if it had only done what no man does, all that it knew it ought to do and could do. No people have ever even lived up to the light that they've had. And even the savage has never done that. And they have a tradition, a record, that way back in the beginning that they did worship the living and the true God. But when they knew God, they moved away from him. What? They glorified him not as God. They did not give him his place, and man became self-sufficient. No wonder that man has made the announcement in our day that God is dead. They didn't make that announcement in days gone by. They just turned their back upon him and made man God. But today they've come to the place where they want to pronounce him dead. They glorified him not as God. And then the third step, neither were thankful. And I suppose that ingratitude is one of the worst sins that there is. You can't think of anything that is worse than that. Ingratitude, that departure from God that reaches down. I think it's Shakespeare that said, I hate ingratitude more in a man than lying, vainness, babbling, drunkenness, or any taint of vice. The 10 lepers healed, but only one came back to thank the Lord. Percentage is about 10%. May I say, I don't think it's that today. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. And fourth, but they became vain in their imaginations. And they concocted a hypothesis of evolution. There have been all kinds of philosophies about the creation of the world. There is one that goes back to the fact that this earth that was created, the way that it is held up, it was put on an elephant's back. And that the elephant stood on four turtles, a foot on each turtle. And then somehow or another they forgot to tell us what the turtles stand on. And the interesting thing is evolution is just about as silly as that. It takes you way back millions and billions of years. You get lost in that type of thing, of course. And then you reduce it down to some little protoplasm, something that becomes just a little atom, and that out of that has come everything. Why, my friend, that is just about as ridiculous as the world standing on an elephant, resting on an elephant. Or maybe it was Atlas that was holding it up, and Atlas was standing on an elephant. Well, anyway, friends, any way you look at it, you've got to have a foundation somewhere back there. And they became vain in their imaginations. Fifth, their foolish heart was darkened, and they moved into the darkness of paganism. My friend, all you've got to do is to walk down the streets of Cairo, Egypt today, Istanbul, Turkey, Los Angeles, California, to know that their foolish heart is darkened today. Six, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, it's the fool that saith in his heart, there is no God, and that word means insane. A friend of mine who's had wonderful success in dealing with so-called atheists, he heard a man one time proclaiming at the top of his voice to a group he was an atheist, he didn't believe that there was a God. My friend waited until he ran out of hot air, and then he said to him, he said, did I understand you right that you do not believe there's a God? He said, that's right, I don't believe there's a God. Well, he says, you know, the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, and that word for fool is insane. Now, I said, either you were insincere when you made that statement, or you're insane. Which is it? You're insane, or you're insincere. You have to be one or the other. What is it? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, notice the next step, and this is the seventh step and the last one. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, the unsaved world has a caricature of God. Look at the images and the idols of the heathen. You can go to any people, and most of them are very frightful. I was very much interested in visiting the ruins of the ancient city of Ephesus. That city probably in the Roman Empire reached the highest degree of culture and civilization than any city's ever reached. Yet at the heart of that city was one of the most horrible images that is imaginable. And it was in the temple that was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the temple of Artemis. And that image is of Diana, great is Diana of the Ephesians. Now, this Diana was not the lovely image that you see in Greek sculpture. She was the goddess of the moon. Her brother ran the sun. He was on the day shift and she was on the night shift, you see. So that she's quite lovely, the pictures I've seen of her. But this one of Artemis, or Diana, is not quite that. In fact, it's like the Oriental Sibyl, the mother goddess, the many-breasted one. She had in one hand a trident and in the other a club. And believe me, my friend, she's mean. That's the idea that the most cultured, civilized people had a god. Female principle, gross immorality took place around that temple. Dishonesty of the worst sort. May I say to you, what did they do? Why, they turned the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man. And Paul told the Athenians, said, you cannot take the Creator and make a caricature of him, actually a cartoon. And idolatry is merely a cartoon of God, and it's a slander and slur against him. And may I say this, and I say it carefully, because I know right now I'll sting a great many of the saints, because they go in for it today. I personally do not like to see pictures of Jesus. We know him no longer after the flesh, Paul says. He is the glorified Christ. And he's not that picture you got hanging on the wall, my friend. He the day is the one. If he did come into where your room is, you would go down on your face before him. He's the glorified Christ today. Don't slur our God by having a picture of him. The Greeks made their gods like man. And the Assyrians and the Egyptians and the Babylonians made their gods look like beasts and birds and creeping things. And I walked through that museum yonder in Cairo and looked at some of those gods they've made. They're not very flattering, let me tell you. Man did not begin in idolatry. The savage of today and primitive man are not the same. Primitive man was monotheistic. Idolatry was introduced later. Why, the first record we have of idolatry is in connection with Rachel stealing her father's idols. And man has descended downward. He did not develop upward at all. The very interesting thing is that Sir William Ramsay, who had one time been an unbeliever, he says, "For my part, I confess that my experience and reading show nothing to confirm the modern assumptions in religious history and a great deal to confirm Paul. Whatever evidence exists, with the rarest exceptions, the history of religion among men is a history of degeneration. Is it not the fact of human history that man, standing alone, degenerates, and that he progresses only where there is in him so much sympathy with and devotion to the divine life as to keep the social body pure and sweet and healthy?" And that's the reason today that all of these programs, poverty programs, health programs, bankrupt in this country. Why? Because of gross immorality and turning away from the living and true God. They talk about we want to be practical and we don't want to introduce religion. My friend, that's the problem today, that the only practical thing for man to do is to turn to the living and true God.